Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner. How are you today?
Woo.
You okay?
Boy, that was an ass whooping.
that was Big Mo that rolled through last night.
Jay still sick. In for the vacation. In for the ailing J. Anthony Brown from Chicago. Damon Williams.
Don't take this personal.
My God. Oh.
This is so cool. Game 7. Here we are. Who'da thunk it?
I know. Man.
That was my one desire. If let's go down to the wire and see who's made or what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I'm sitting on the bandwagon, and all of a sudden, here comes this ass whipping.
So,
I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Were you parked off to the side? Because where was the bandwagon?
The bandwagon is in shambles now. I mean, that ass whipping. I mean, early too.
Yeah.
First inning. Yeah, whoa!
And then. A grand slam?
Oh, my what? God. What the?
Man, what is right?
Ooh.
It was so. And
the
I tweeted,
Cubs win.
I tweeted out to you and Kim, and I got crickets. I got crickets from you guys. And one guy, obviously a Cleveland fan, said, don't be so petty. All I said was, hello, Kim and Tom. but, you know, this is the best that you could possibly ask for, right? Go to game seven.
Game seven.
And both teams very good and showing what they're made of. And our biggest pitcher, see, I'm choked up now, Jake Arrieta, last night and tonight is gonna tell the test, because this is when they bring out their Kluber.
Yeah.
And he's a massive pitcher, so we'll see what happens.
Okay. Whew. Well, Lord. Now, early ass whooping at that. I mean,
it's one thing when it just kind of, you know, you go and nothing, inning after inning.
Top of the first inning.
Man, go
three,
in.
Three, nothing.
Go in.
Oh, my God.
Let's start to get it done.
Ooh.
They got in Cleveland like they couldn't believe she was saying yes. You ever had that happen, Tom?
I can't believe
she said yes. I better hurry up. So you serious? We really about to do? Okay.
All right, let me call my
hurry
boys.
Up.
Well, I can't believe she said yes.
Man, like you can't believe she said yes. Still got a sock on.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Damon.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
About 10 more of those, and you can go home early.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do at least 10 more of those today. You know, Cubs won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and kudos to LeBron James and the other members of the Cavaliers that came over to the game after their game last night. The Cavaliers, I think it was Houston, the Rockets,
they
right?
They should have suited up.
I know, But they came over.
Come
and you can
on
see
over.
LeBron across the street sitting in the stadium. Mm, so that was cool. Mm.
Okay. Okay, game 7.
Beat the traffic.
Game 7, Thursday. All right. Thursday.
No.
No, it's
tonight, baby.
Tonight is game 7?
It's on tonight.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, you can't believe she gave it to you. You ain't going to just let her get away. Let's go right back.
You ain't got to go nowhere. Come on.
Okay. The Big Chief calls home today.
Yes.
Uh-huh. The Big Chief.
Got some work to do.
The Prez. The numbers aren't looking good, Sid.
No, they're not.
The early voting numbers aren't looking good at all, especially for us. African-American voters are not showing up.
And by going by our very informal poll of our listeners here on the show with texting and talking to folks, everybody I know has early voted if they can. Now, there's some states that obviously don't allow it, but they're out there. But the numbers are not indicating that folks are going out there to do the early voting thing.
Here's the headline. Black vote declining with 24.4 million ballots cast.
And I don't think that's out of...
We're not going... We're not early voting, and we normally we lead in early voting, but the
well, certainly for the last two elections, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah, but we don't lead in early.
Well, that's true.
So
did it say anything about CP time voting?
Yeah, let's get them. You know, let's keep on them, but don't be discouraged because we're not voting early. You know, we procrastinate.
We do.
But let's get in there.
Yeah. That's scary.
Yeah, but still, it's still giving us time.
But you know what? I agree with you. Damon said something yesterday. Made a whole lot of sense to me. Damon said that he doesn't believe that Donald Trump really wants this job. And he keeps throwing out all these controversial things like, you know, the women and the fights and everything. And nothing happens. He just gets more and more popular. Now that we're getting closer and closer, Damon said, and I wanna agree with this, that before we get to Tuesday, we're gonna have another major controversy.
I hope so.
From Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Because and it makes sense to me because I don't think he wants this job.
I'm with you, Damon. I never thought that he wanted the job.
This is a real job. I mean, this is a tough job. It's nothing to play with.
It's the most powerful position in the world.
And you don't make a lot of money off of it.
Certainly not the money that he claims. How do we know how much money he's making? But he's certainly not the kind of money that he claims to have made.
What does the job pay? $250,000 a year, something like that?
No, it's $400.
$400 a year?
$4 to $5,
yeah. Yeah, $400.
It could be $5 million if he's a so-called billionaire.
Yeah.
It's still going to require him to punch a clock, answer the people, deflate his ego, defer to people, listen to women.
Stop tweeting.
And definitely ain't grabbing them by nothing. So...
you know, he might get his best work done there.
You know what I mean? I mean, you got Secret Service, you got...
So what do you think? What do you think the controversy is going to be this time, Damon?
He might release them his tax forms and show us that he's been talking crazy and doing... It could be the tax forms. It's got to be... But I think it's got to be a bombshell, though, Tom.
Or he gets hacked and his tax forms are released.
Yeah.
Or somebody hack him and show him naked, and that'll make nobody vote for him.
With Billy Bush.
No. naked and horseback riding with Putin.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know this guy, huh? Here's a picture of you naked horseback riding with him.
Putin, come on out. Okay.
Right. Literally.
Right.
Man.
Because he don't want this job, man. And I'm sure he's up at night thinking, what can I do? What more can I say? But he's done so many, he's offended so many demographics that it's really hard to believe that it's nothing really left for him to do. I mean, unless they release them N-word tapes, I know that's somewhere around.
Yeah.
You know, that's that. But, you know, it ain't enough for us to defeat him, so it's got to be something worse than that.
Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing, there are some states, like I think it's Wisconsin, where he was telling people if you voted for her and you changed your mind during the early voting, you can go back and change your vote.
Is that true?
That's true.
You can go back and change your early vote.
If you voted early, and he was telling this to people, you can change your vote.
Is that really, Sim?
If you go in and say this,
I changed my mind.
You can go in and change their minds, and the state law allows them to change their vote.
That's in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. So even, and Wisconsin is one of those states, you know, where they're looking at it because traditionally it's been a very liberal state, and over the last few years it has changed. But people, he's telling the Democrats, if you went in and now you're saying that you don't like what you have heard from the Democratic candidate, then you can go in and change your vote.
All right.
How does that make you feel? Get out and vote.
Like the Cleveland Indians, like somebody's going to the Cleveland Indians last night. Coming up this morning on the TJMS, heart disease kills more people each year than all the cancers combined. Heart disease, that's the Get Well Wednesday question for the Dr. William A. Cooper, coming up at the bottom of the hour.